Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published on the 13th of July, 2022, and is entitled Living with Models. More people, more often, are finding themselves dealing with the output of machine learning, ML, software. With even a little practice, you can spot when it's happening. It makes me wonder what the future of human ML interaction looks like. Herewith, a few personal experiences and some conclusions. Gmail spam. One of the world's largest software systems with an ML component? Spam used to be such a major irritant, but now mostly it isn't, except when it is. Obviously, Gmail judges itself by how well it avoids errors both positive, branding legit email as spam, and negative, letting it through to get in my face. It veers back and forth as they evolve the model. Occasionally, some class of spamster figures out how to fool it. I remember when it was translators, most recently it's subject invoice, with a Geek Squad logo in the message body. But the positive errors are more damaging, because I don't want to visit the spam folder, ever really, but I feel like sometimes I have to. And when the model goes off the rails in the positive direction, it's baffling. Posts to mailing lists where I often speak up, notes from teachers about a child's school issues, things that I really care about. Here's a pro tip. Type /in:spam into Gmail. As I write this, Gmail has been running smoothly down the right side of the track in recent weeks, which is to say, admitting a few spooky spams but filtering out nothing of any value. I bet it doesn't last. And I confess to enjoying certain rare classes of spam, residential real estate in Mozambique and Mongolia, used Heidelberg presses for sale, lurid love offerings in hilariously broken English. Jaguar wipers. I mean the ones on my car's windshield. On an extended drive in variable precipitation, they get dialed in and are amazingly great, flipping the blades back and forth at just the right speed for conditions between drizzle and downpour. But boy, do they get confused when they're initially trying to get the picture, flailing furiously at an occasional speckle on the glass, or steadfastly refusing to move when I'm looking through considerable snowflake impact. Pro tip, hit the wiper fluid button, which apparently causes it to flush all its caches and begin learning from scratch, almost always yields a sensible state. Streaming smarts. Back to Google, which is probably okay because they've exposed as many humans to ML model output as any other organization on the planet. It's taken literal years, but I have successfully battered YouTube Music's Your Supermix stream into sanity. I signed up when Google Music kicked the bucket but offered a promise on its dying breath to pass along my personal library of 12,000 or so songs. It asked me, while getting started, to name some musicians I liked, but then literally crashed when I picked 18 or so from its alphabetical list. Maybe the problem was they represented too many unique genres? Anyhow, it eventually managed to get the idea that I liked soft, dreamy stuff and besieged me with Born Under Club of Gore, that's a link, and Skin Shape, that's a link, and Emancipator, which, well, okay, all of them, but could we rock out and hear a pop tune occasionally? Yeah, now we can. Here's a random sampling of my personal supermix on this Wednesday evening in July 2022, which is a screenshot, I will read it to you. Alabama, 2009 remaster, by Neil Young. Just Because I'm a Woman, by Dolly Parton. Equinoccio, featuring Huayra, by Nicola Cruz. Mañana Tepoztlán, by El Buyo. Eden by Hanya Rani, Potential by Alpha Mist, Riptide by Vance Joy, Gimme Shelter by The Rolling Stones, Spun by Chelsea Wolfe, If I Die Tomorrow by Jack White, that's a new song, and it's a really great song, by the way, Soul Clap by Quantic, Huayra featuring Juayo Perdera by Kurup, Agua de la Tierra, Nicola Cruz remix by Rodrigo Gallardo, and Summer Madness by Krong Bin. The nice thing is that on another evening, it'll bulk up Coltrane and Muddy Waters and Brenda Lee. Also, it seems to be sensitive, in a good way, to time of day. It's not perfect. In particular, it's completely fucking useless on classical music. Pro tip, be aggressive with the thumbs up and thumbs down buttons. This model is unlike any other in my experience, in that it adapts to input stimuli over a time frame measured in months to years. The future is full of silent struggle. The above are just anecdata, but just as 30-somethings are the first generation to have grown up never without internet, today's very young will be those who will grow up never not interacting with ML models. And remember, the ML model is never on your side. Its primary agenda is the agenda of whoever paid to have it built. I think people younger than I will become skilled at influencing ML models, a skill they mostly won't even notice they have, and that this skill will increase more or less in parallel with the model's builder's skill in meeting the builder's undisclosed internal business goals. I retain some shreds of optimism that the humans will stay ahead, at least for a while. That's all, folks.